702.
Asanya is on Twitter at Asanya _.
It's now 7 minutes to 3 o'clock. You know, the Durban floods, just the more the details come out, the more heartbreaking the situation is. There's one family of three, including a pregnant woman, who died in the early hours of Wednesday on the 24th of April when their informal dwelling in Clear Estate, this is in Reservoir Hills in KZN, and it collapsed on top of them. They were one of a number of families, of course, in the area affected by the rains that we experienced just past the weekend. And the aftermath of the storm has actually claimed 70 lives. And there's still a number of people who remain unaccounted for. And this was according to the KZN Cooperative Governance Department. There's still no estimates of how many people have been displaced by the floods. And officials say that there have been they're still looking at the records as far as the rainfall over the 48 hours is concerned. And many residents were unprepared, absolutely unprepared for the intensity of that deluge. So the heavy rain in some areas actually caused embankments to collapse in several areas around Durban, which consists mainly of houses built on hills. So we also need to understand, you know, the science of a landslide and how we can prevent for this in the future, if at all possible. There are a number of efforts currently underway. We know Gift of the Givers, the founder, Imtiaz Suleiman, has also been talking about their efforts in the region. They've supplied food, other essentials such as blankets, clothes, and toiletries to displaced people. Retailers like Pick and Pay and ShopRite have also chipped in, and they've placed things like blankets. And they also have opened that's Pick and Pay with the blankets. And then ShopRite has opened a fund in which customers can donate, and all the proceeds go to Gift of the Givers. So a lot of you have been asking about how you can contribute to the relief efforts, and these are just some of the efforts going on. And one of the others is by non-governmental organization Country Duty. So they've established a number of drop-off points for donations across the country. And joining us now is the SG of Country Duty, one of our own listeners, Katleho Mhulatsi, on the line now. Good afternoon, Katleho.
Hi, Azra. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining us. So in your other life, you were part of Country Duty. So you've taken up this role, of course, and you guys have been mobilizing efforts to further support citizens across the country who want to play a part in providing relief for the residents of KZN.
Yes, we have. We've actually been approached by a few partners, companies that want to partner with us as well. Mm. And we're going to be joining forces with them in order to be able to further reach the victims and help out in Durban.
So what shape has this effort taken?
We've had a very great response coming from the country, with people donating either funds to our Country Duty business account, or with actual donations of goods and foods and stuff, which we're going to be taking down this weekend to Durban. We're going to be flying in to also do a needs analysis, mm-hmm. and with some of the government officials in there, not as a political stunt, but rather as a collaborative effort with them, because in the end, we actually have to acknowledge that the government has the responsibility for housing, for providing housing. Yeah.
So considering that we are in this particular region, where can our listeners go and what kind of things are needed?
So if you go onto our Country Duty account on Twitter, we as well as on Facebook, we have a thread that gives out all the drop of points for the different provinces and regions areas that you're in. For people, and it also gives you the numbers of the people that you can call at this respective drop of point. Right. In Cape Town, PE, Durban, Gauteng, as well, we've got a few places that you can go and drop off your stuff. Mm-hmm. The things that are our main focus is for nappies and blankets, nappies, baby formula, blankets, and warm clothes and mattresses. We prioritizing the children, and we're prioritizing elderly people.
Right. Okay, so I'm actually looking at a list of some of the destitute, displaced people from that flood, where they're being housed at the moment. Mm-hmm. And you're so right. There are young children. There's the elderly, of course. So I can understand that being the focus area.
Yes. We also had we've had 360 group. Mm-hmm. That have come out to assist two families with the funerals this weekend. So groceries are also very much needed for that, for this weekend. Mm-hmm. Dumi, Sole, as well as Bongani, Sivanyon, sorry, the directors, are going to be flying in for the funeral and also to go and meet up with the community and get a more in-depth or detailed needs analysis for later on in time. Uber is also going to be opening up the app tomorrow between 12 and 3 o'clock in Durban for collecting packaged donations from people's points who cannot reach the designated drop-off point. So they'll just come in and you'll order an Uber to come and collect the packages for you that you're donating, and it will take it to the to the Durban drop-off point for us to be able to then distribute it to the community.
Thank you so much for all your efforts.
Also come out in a couple of... Thank you, Aza.
Yeah. We'll look out for those threads, Katleho, whether it is on Twitter or on Facebook. Look out for Country Duty. They have all the details, especially tomorrow. If you can't organize that drop off yourself, Uber has partnered with them to enable you to do that, seamlessly. And I think that's the important part, to encourage people to give and to remove all the barriers that may prevent that. That was the SG of Country Duty, Katleho Mhulat.